Blaine is having a horrible week. Liv is on a brand new brain, and we're super excited because it's a drag of a brain. And Father's Day will not be coming anymore for Liv. This was a pretty crazy, epic, and sad episode. iZombie up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey kids, happy Thursday. You know what that means. It's iZombie and I am your girl Nakia Monet, and I cannot do this by myself. I'm with my lovely co-host.
Hey guys. I love that.
Yes. Who are you?
I'm Shantiera.
Yes.
Yes.
Shantiera. So Shantiera and I are holding it down because Drew and Allie are at Comic-Con and we are jealous. But
seriously.
Right?
But we're holding it down.
We're holding it down for the iZombie fans because, guys, there are only two episodes left. Can you believe it?
I can't. I'm getting sad.
Yeah, okay. Overall thoughts of this episode, and then tell me your overall thoughts on how you feel that we only have two episodes left.
My overall thoughts for this episode, I feel like that it started off so, okay, the season started off so slow, and for me, this episode, so much happened, but I love the way, the fact that they, like, had everything just hit us all at once toward the end, leaving us wanting more. Ugh. So, I know you said it too, but, like, how are they gonna wrap up this season in
That's
two episodes?
I wanna know. Two episodes. It's like a tease.
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct. And I remember I was here on this panel like, man, this is horrible. They are dragging this out. And literally, I feel like last week or the week before, we were going crazy because I'm like, wait, everything's happening now? So it's been a wild ride. Shout out to you guys. If you guys are in the chat, make sure you guys hit up Shantiera. She is going to be in the chat talking to you guys. Last week, we had our very special guest. John Emmett was here, who plays in Enzo, and that guy, I hope he's watching. John, I hope you're watching because he can't tell us anything and he couldn't tell us much. And he's like, I can't wait for you guys to finish watching. And boy, do we have some things for you. Before we go further, we do have our special segment, which is news and gossip.
Yes.
Which my Miss Shantiera, and we have a little zombie story for you. Yeah. So let's get into it. My overall thought on this episode was literally retweet everything you just said. It was insane. It's so much. I'm now like, how the hell are we going to finish this in two episodes? I wish that we had all this drama at the beginning, but I'm excited that we're starting to get it now because now we're all on the edge of our seat. So
But I feel like the way that they, even though a lot happened on this episode, it all came together. It didn't feel like it was just rushed and they just were kind of doing the most, like just putting everything in there. I think it still worked out great.
Damn, it was such a great episode.
It was.
I really loved it. We got our brain. Because remember in the beginning, us and a lot of fans in the chats, we were saying, there's no brains. Where's the brains? And we got our brains and we'll get into that. But speaking about Edge on the Seat, we opened back up this episode with Liv and Ravi and Martin's home. In his basement, finding the Romero zombies. I used to call them the zombie zombies. I didn't know like what to call them.
Or the Walking Dead zombies.
The Walking Dead zombies. I'm like,
they were creepy though. They didn't even move. They were like,
and they didn't harm Liv or Ravi. Was your heart beating when you like figured out that like Martin was in the house, or they were gonna get like found out by any chance? Did you think that Martin was gonna see Liv and Ravi?
Oh, for sure. Okay. So with the zombies being a little creepy and not moving, I didn't think that they were going to really go inside. I thought if they would have went inside, they probably would have been attacked. I was thinking, okay, they're going to get attacked by these zombies and get caught, or they're just going to run and Martin's going to find them. But they got away.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
I did not think that was going
to
happen.
Ooh, I had anxiety. I was like, oh my God, they're
coming. My heart was pounding because literally he like went to the gate and then like opened it, and all of a sudden it's just like the window flap. And I'm like, wait, how
I'm
they?
I'm like, they're going to kill Liv and Robbie. And I'm so happy. And I'm the zombie. The Romero zombies didn't touch them.
They
so.
Didn't, yeah.
Maybe because they picked up the zombie energy and felt that they weren't to be harmed. But with all that being said, Enzo, who John plays, his character Enzo, you know, he kind of calls Martin out because he feels like Martin is losing sight on the big plan. He says to him, like, your daughter is kind of getting in the way and you're losing sight. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with him? Because I remember for a long time with Martin, we couldn't figure out who he was.
Right.
I'm like, is he manipulating Liv or does he really love her? But I guess according to Enzo, he picks up, you know, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, for sure, I feel like it's, I feel like definitely Martin's a little manipulative. He's a little tough to figure out for me, but I do believe he, I mean, it's obvious, he has a soft spot for Liv. I mean, even Liv was getting under his skin, you know? It's like, even when Enzo was like, make a decision, then he just like, still listening to her. I think that she could have talked him out of it if Enzo didn't kill him.
I know. She was so close. So close. The only good thing that came out was that they found the original Utopium.
Right.
So
yes.
Bobby was able to send that off and do some research. I guess I would ask you, like, what do you think is going to happen? But that's more like predictions.
Yeah. Because I have a couple, all right. couple
Ooh,
things. Yeah.
And guys in the chat, get ready to give us your predictions at the end. But before we go forward, I just want to say, if you guys are in the chat and listening to us, thank you guys so much. We really do appreciate you guys over here at AfterBuzz TV. If you guys are on YouTube right now, make sure you guys give up a thumbs up and make sure you subscribe to everything AfterBuzz TV and our channel, which is This Is Sci-Fi. But we have other cool channels like dramas, reality TV, baby, we cover it all. Not just the zombies. Thank you. If you guys are listening, we're also on iTunes and Spotify and SoundCloud as well. So make sure you guys give us 5 stars on there. Thank you guys much for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. We really do appreciate you. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys hit up that chat and Shantier will give you guys a shout out.
I do want to mention one thing that Ivan said. He said that Martin was torn. He's not as cold-blooded as we thought. And I agree.
Because
I wasn't really sure. Because remember he was saying too, like, it's going to come down to zombies or human, you know? But
I think, he's this kid.
Yeah.
I think this is the first episode where I got to see another side of him. Because I was, Ivan and everybody in the chat, I was so unsure. I'm like, okay, he's either just a really good actor, he's manipulating. I don't know if he really loves Liv, but tonight we've seen where he was torn, where his daughter was actually going to talk him off the ledge. And Enzo, John, we need John back in here.
I know.
So we can yell at him. But before, Martin leaves us, they still have that plan with Riley and the girls and Graham. But it looks like that's all going to come to a halt because they killed Graham's boyfriend, Steven.
Right.
Child, there's so much going on in iZombie.
So, okay, I know. And so, did we miss the part where Enzo kills Steven, right?
So, they don't show it, but so when Enzo calls out Martin, Martin says, release him into the wild, I don't care anymore.
Oh,
so, and that's when Enzo says, sir, you're losing sight. We're already keeping your daughter alive. We should kill this dude. And then finally, he was like, all right, whatever, do whatever you want. So when they find his body, I'm like, oh, I guess he killed him.
Got it, okay. So, I remember last time I seen him, he was in the closet.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, that's a little weird, but we see him kill. And then that helps Graham open up about the true secret, and Liv finds out everything, and she confronts him, and we'll circle back up to that. But I thought that was pretty interesting to see. Because I'm just like, what are we going to do in 3 episodes? I'm saying 3 because we're covering, say, like the 3rd episode.
Right.
I'm like, when is she going to find out her father's behind all this? When are we going to get the Fraley brains? When is Blaine going to die?
Oh, look.
Girl.
And I'm always sticking up for Blaine, but
let's get into Blaine. Mm-hmm. Let's just get into Blaine right now. Okay.
Blaine is the devil.
Shantier and I are really big fans of Blaine.
We are, but
He gotta go.
He gotta go. He has to go.
If you guys are in the chat, please tell us if he has to go. Blaine is having a horrible week because first, let's see, he loses money because one of his customers, who was a zombie, eats one of the Fralick brains. He pays millions of dollars of it. Becomes human, and the ex-wife kills him. And the only reason they find out is because, Liv then investigates the ex-wife. He then calls, and the wire transfer never happened. So he's like, wait, I have no money. Ravi and Major go on this amazing plan, and they kidnap and they find the kids with the Fralick brains, and that's more of Blaine's money missing. So Blaine is just having a bad week.
He is.
But what tops it off is when Blaine finds out his BFF, his ride or die, his little brother, Don E, has been kind of going behind his back, and he has been the Fillmore Grace Connect to making his own money. And what does Blaine do? Does Blaine talk it out with Donnie?
No, he doesn't, because Blaine likes to act first, then think later.
Oh.
So, yeah, but
how are you feeling? So we lose Darcy, who is Donnie's fiance, the day of the wedding. And I believe he did that one because he was mad, but that was money. He needed that Fralick brain. So what were your thoughts on that? Like, how were you feeling? Were you like, Blaine, I absolutely hate you? Did you understand why he did it?
I mean, I understand like why he did it, but I'd like to do that when him and Donnie are so like tight. But I think I don't really want to say too much. I know I can save it more for predictions, but I think you were saying too that Don E is going to be the one to like battle it out with Blaine.
That's
so
been my prediction.
I think that maybe they're leading up to that. I don't really. I don't know.
I think so. But we can touch on it too. I really have been predicting that. I think Don E, only because we started to see a frustrating side of Don E where he was mad at Blaine, and I'm like, I feel like he's gonna be the guy to bring Blaine down. So now you kill Darcy, the love of his life, and I feel like he's gonna find out.
Exactly. Right.
Hopefully, I hope they don't drag this out. And I think he might be the one, but I was really disappointed in Blaine.
Me too.
Like, I love a bad person, and I know he's a horrible person. He's trash, and he should go. And I know he's gonna go, and I don't know. We only got two episodes left, so he's definitely going. I just was like, fam, you couldn't just talk it out with Donnie. You had to kill Darcy, but she is one of the Freylich patients, so he's gonna pretend that she died of natural causes, but he killed her. That really hurt my feelings, because we never really see Donnie that happy. I don't know.
Until, I mean, I like seeing, I like seeing that side of him. It was cute. And then even when she came with the dress and he was just like,
no, it was,
you know, like covering his eyes.
Yeah. It was beautiful. Yeah, it's unfortunate that Darcy had to die, but we do find the other Freylich kids.
Right.
Ravi and Major now find them.
Yeah.
I am nervous. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if Donnie's going to figure this out, but I mean, Blaine, but I am happy. We found this. What's people in the chat saying?
So Billie Jean Girl 24 said Blaine killed Darcy for the money. It's always about the money with him. Absolutely right. I agree. 100%. Ivan said, I did not care about Darcy and Donnie. Oh. Sorry, my anger was more about Blaine.
Oh,
I hear you, Ivan.
I feel you.
And then Maddie Fernandez said Pennywise should kill Blaine.
Pennywise. Like Pennywise from It?
Pennywise is in the chat right now, you guys.
No, like
there's someone in the chat named Pennywise the Clown.
That sounds like Pennywise from It?
Wait.
Yes, from It.
I'm scared.
From It. And it just keeps commenting balloons with waves.
Pennywise, please.
Wait. That's what I said. I was like, wait.
When you said Pennywise, I was like, from It?
Yeah. It is from It.
For those who don't know, you guys probably don't care. The original It is literally like been my childhood fare. That movie still scares me. Though the actor is, oh gosh, I forgot his name. Funny guy. Mm-hmm. That made me feel a little bit better. So when this new It came out with Pennywise, that just creeps me out. So shout out to you, Pennywise, and the chat. We appreciate you. Tell us how you feel on iZombie.
Seriously.
Tim Curry, who is amazing, hilarious from Home Alone, and he's played in a lot of other great things. So when I found out that he was the original It, it did help me a little bit.
Right.
But this new Pennywise.
Look, I totally missed it. They commented back after Maddie said, Pennywise should kill Blaine. Pennywise the Clown commented, okay, balloon.
Pennywise, thank you for joining us. We're happy that your eyes on me.
Seriously. Because it went over my head.
Oh my, it took me a minute. I was like, from the clown movie? Gotcha.
One last thing. Yes. Ivan did say, I think we need to see Blaine and Liv have a final showdown. They're the last OG zombies in the show.
Oh.
That's a good one for
absolutely
me.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Because last week we got a preview of them kind of breaking it down and getting down and dirty with each other. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see another rematch. So I agree with you. Thank you guys in the chat. Keep it coming. We love you guys. The fun part of this, something that we've always missed, a brain.
Yes.
We get a murder mystery.
They solved it,
which is awesome. So in this one, this is a drag show. Mm-hmm. And happy Pride. Pride was last month, but happy Pride to everybody out there. I hope you guys had a good time celebrating it. I know we did over here. And we have a drag queen brain, and Liv's brain was rainbow jello, which I thought was pretty dope for Pride.
Seriously,
I was like, that's amazing. And she kind of embodies the drag queen.
But she also embodies every character, which is insane. But this was perfect for me. It was so fun. Just the rant, the outfits. It was just over the top.
The outfits,
but necessary, of course.
The shade, the tea, everything. I think so far, this is my favorite brain.
Yeah. This season, There's been so many good ones.
We've had some good brains. You guys let us know what your favorite brain is. If you like this brain, I really did enjoy this a lot. But we found out at the end that Gary and Mike were the drag combo team, but Gary ends up killing Mike, which sucks because, you know, Mike didn't want to give up the their establishment that they created together.
I think I'm like disappointed in myself because I feel like I feel like right now the killer is like so easy. You know, it's like figuring out who it is. And I always shrug. I'll be thinking, it ain't them.
Because
I was convinced that it wasn't him.
Same. Because they do throw you for a loop.
They do.
It's not until they said that they couldn't see the person, and the person walked out. They were walking in but never came out. And then I was like, oh, wait. Didn't Gary go to the store? I was like, his ass probably. But it took me like 40 minutes to get it. So they're really good at like because I thought it was the husband. Then I thought it was Bitchcraft. Shout out to Bitchcraft. What an amazing drag name.
Seriously.
Have you ever been to a drag show before?
I have not, but
amazing.
I want
to
go to one.
I need to take you to one.
Yeah.
Amazing drag shows. We here in Los Angeles, we have some really good ones in West Hollywood, so I'll take you. It's amazing. Hey. Every one time I try to take my ex-boyfriend. Yes!
How you...
Hey, Pose. Oh, speaking of Pose, this is really random, but here we are. Pose was actually nominated for an Emmy. So, shout out to LGBTQI community. But funny, because drag queens, I tried to take my ex to a drag queen brunch, and he was like, what? But he had so much fun. So, it's a great time. It's an amazing thing, and I've always wanted to be a drag queen when I grow up. Mm-hmm. Let's get more back into iZombie and all the madness. So much happened this episode. A lot of action, a lot of drama. We see a little cute exchange between Major and Liv. Mm-hmm. I feel like that prediction is it's coming. But Liv has a showdown and a one-on-one with her dad, Martin, where she finds out the truth about what has been happening, because we see that Riley and her gang of girls, kind of this Kill Bill situation, mm-hmm. where they're in Nevada and they kill these girls and they're trying to turn it into a convention. Mm-hmm. So her and her dad are having this one-on-one talk, and he's saying to her, yeah, the plan is to kill all the damn humans, spread all the zombies. And she's like, that sounds like mass murder. Yeah. But did you feel like there was a point where she was able to kind of talk him down a little bit?
Oh, for sure.
What were your feels?
So, I mean, definitely. I feel like that she was I think it kind of proves it, even when, like, he was sitting there talking to her and Enzo walked up and Enzo was trying to, you know, tell him, make a decision. I think that said it all. I mean, I think she was really, really getting through to him.
Yeah.
Do I feel like that if Enzo didn't hate, like, would she have been able to, like, you know, get him to change his mind? For sure.
Yeah. That was tough, because I was like, oh, wait, she might actually get him to not do the bad thing.
Right.
And, I mean, remember, we still have another bad person. Dolly Durkins, I think that's her name.
Right.
And Blaine.
Who
we still have
up.
Those two fools out there. Yo. But I think, I feel bad for Liv, because she's been on a weird roller coaster with her dad, where she finds out that he was still on drugs, that he's actually the guy who created the zombies when he was creating this utopia, whether it was by accident or on purpose. She finds out that he has the Romero zombies. And, like, I just feel like there was so much going on. So when she says, I'm like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And he has that moment, and then Enzo kills Martin.
I know.
First, when he shoots him in the side of the brain, I was like, all right
he has a medal. He good.
But he killed him. Did you see that coming?
Honestly, I didn't. Yeah. But I knew that with Dolly Durkins being a bad guy, Blaine being a bad guy, and then, you know, Martin, I figured one of them, I mean, they're going to have to slowly kind of kill him off. I mean, you know, it'd be kind of weird if, like, the last episode, they're all still here. It's like, I think something's going to have to give. And so I think with Martin being eliminated, I'm curious to see what's going to happen now, because we don't even know what's going on with Dolly Durkins.
I know.
It's weird that they, like, have her in sometimes, and she's kind of in and out.
She
of
is
the
like
season.
The opposite of Martin, where Martin wants to get rid of all the humans. He wants it to be a zombie world.
Right.
She wants to get rid of all the damn zombies. He wants it to be a human world. So I'm interested to see how that was going. I forgot who called her last week. Was it Martin? Someone called her, and he's like, oh, and they came up with something. I don't know who it was. It was something at the end of last week. If you guys know, you guys can remind me. My memory's all over the place. But she picks up the phone last week, and I'm like, who called her? So she's a really interesting character. I'm interested to see, like, where she's going to go. Yeah, I guess that was it. Is there anything that we missed, anything you wanted to bring up or talk about?
I was looking in the chat to see... Pennywise, so funny.
Pennywise!
See you all soon, Balloon.
No! We're scared.
I got a couple. Yeah, okay, I'm going to save these for prediction. I know Jason has something. Okay. Yes, Ivan, now we do know why Martin wore that wig.
Right, Jesus.
Now we know.
Oh, my God, that wig is so horrible. But it makes sense. But I just feel like they could have got him a better wig. And
seriously.
They, not the show iZombie that created it, but they being his people, like Martin, the character.
Ivan be on it. General Mills is the one that called Dolly.
Ah, General Mills.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Ivan. Because I'm like, someone called. Oh, that's right. Because now he's a fake zombie, but he's pissed and upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the top general says that we're not going to kill all the zombies anymore. So he's super pissed. So he calls the one anti-zombie crazy psycho lady. So I'm interested to see, like, where that's going to go.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Oh, my God. Anything else that you think we forgot?
No. I mean, we didn't see Peyton.
No, we didn't see Peyton this episode.
Right, which was weird.
Which was weird. We didn't get a wedding.
Right, and then Basio, I mean, two more episodes left.
Yes.
Like, come on. I need to see this baby.
Where is that damn baby?
Right. But... okay, I'm gonna save it for prediction.
Okay, so That was a great show. Let's get into some news. Let's get into some news and gossip. Let's go into our segments, and then we'll get to news and gossip. TV news.
Okay, so just a couple things. So Malcolm Goodwin, who's also Clive, you guys know, he is in a new movie called Ring Ring. The movie is out and available on Amazon on July 19th. That is tomorrow.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Right, I'm like, the 19th? Month's almost over? And so for those of you that don't know, it's a... it says, after some telemarketers got fired, they take revenge by stealing the company's list of clients. Then the phone that holds the list gets lost. The telemarketer's quest to track the device leads them to a house of horrors.
Oh.
So,
see, I'm
give
a
you a little bit of
cat,
insight.
But that sounds dope, though.
Yeah, I feel like that. I just want to, you know, I obviously want to support the cast because we love them so much.
Yes.
And then, I watched a little bit of this today, but you know I love Ravi.
So, everything.
So he was on this YouTube show called Retro Play. It's like a gaming talk show, so if you guys are into that. It was the Nolan was playing Uncharted Drake's Fortune, and they had Ravi on the show. So it's the host is Nolan North and Troy Baker. They had him on Monday.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, so I mean he's pretty much just playing the game, and then Ravi's kind of there with Troy for like moral support more.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so it was cool.
You know we love Ravi.
Yeah,
he's just tall and British and handsome and good looking and
so funny. He's hilarious.
He is super hilarious, especially on Twitter. He's a troll.
Yeah,
which we love. We love a good trolling.
Someone was like, "Ravi is such a good actor." He was like, "Actually, he kind of sucks. He's this, he's that, but I like his beard." And oh, what does he put in his hair? And I'm like,
"He's crazy."
Yeah, he is.
Gotta love a good troll.
Seriously, and that's all I got.
Thank you so much, Shantira. We're going to do our next topic, our segment, which we do these really crazy, weird zombie stories that we've had heard in the news or found in the news. Yes. Because not only zombies, aliens in Area 51 is going to happen. So maybe zombies are there, too. We don't know. Exactly. But just a word of advice, please don't go there because they'll shoot you. So don't go to Area 51 finding zombies or aliens. Thank you. I found a really so we've been finding zombie animals. So apparently this is a thing. We found the zombie raccoons,
right.
I think dogs.
Snakes.
This is one about zombie ants.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, it says... A dead zombie carpenter ant gripping onto a twig with fungus stalk emerging from the back of its head. It says researchers dissected the jaws of ants infected with this, I don't even want to like pronounce this, but it's a type of fungus to determine how the fungus hijacks the ant's behaviors. So I guess the type of fungus that it has, it turns the ants into like crazy zombies. No shade to the zombies out there. It's straight out of a horror movie. An ant infected with the fungus starts behaving strangely. It crawls as high as it can in the forest, grabs a leaf or a twig in its mouth, and bites hard. It enters into a death grip. And let me see. And then a couple hours after initiation of the behavior, the ant will die.
Wait, what?
I don't know. They said it's a really harsh way to go out. The ant is just a really crazy thing, and they're calling it zombie ants. So be careful with the zombie ants.
Seriously.
Out there, folks, and the zombie snakes and the raccoons and the dogs. And
the fake zombie, wasn't it like a call? It was like a...
Yeah, child. Who knew that there was a world of zombies? Oh,
seriously.
New world. It's a whole new world.
The blackout.
Yeah, child, baby. This world's kind of crazy. Let's go into predictions because I feel like we have a lot.
We do. In the chat.
So now, there's a
picture. Ooh. Let's start with the chat predictions.
I really like this. I saved this. I love this, by the way. So Jason Sadowski said, I think Liv and Major will coordinate with the military to do a drone strike on the brothel, but when it doesn't happen, it will reveal the military is compromised by embedded zombies.
What? Are you a writer?
Seriously, right. This was like beautiful.
Wow,
that's
amazing.
That's a pretty good one.
pretty dope.
I scrolled all the way up to see that. Billie Jean Girl 24 said, I predict that Blaine is going to get killed off by Liv or Donnie.
Okay, I can see that.
And let's see. I'm talking about the ant.
The ant.
And then Ivan says that the last villain of the show will be Blaine. It's full circle.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
That's actually poetic. Real okay, thank you guys for your prediction keeping cup and Shantier. What are you predicting? We only have two more episodes left of the season ever. There will never be another iZombie.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay. They'll just reboot it in 10 years like they're rebooting everything else. Right. So
goodness. Okay, well, there's only two episodes left, so I guess I'm gonna predict that Basio's gonna come back. She better still be pregnant.
I know, where's the baby?
I need this to be like a miracle baby that's gonna just save the world. That's one. I think I'm kind of going back and forth. Do we know for sure Martin's dead? I mean, he got shot right here. I feel like that with the metal in his head.
That's what I'm saying.
Is he? I don't know either.
I'm nervous.
It looked like he died, though. But I keep going back and forth.
Ugh. I don't know.
I'm just trying to predict something good. Major and Liv, I feel like the next episode, they better start
getting it together.
Seriously.
I need them as a couple. Full circle.
Yeah, like Ivan said, full circle.
Come on.
So, I should have wrote them down. That's so many.
I know, because it's a lot in two episodes that we have to reveal.
Yeah. I think what I don't the she was a twin. I don't remember her name, but because I haven't seen her in a while. But I think that Robbie said he was gonna send the Utopium to that
yes,
doctor.
Yes, Quinta.
Quinta.
Her name is Quinta in real life.
So do you think that she's gonna really help, or is she gonna betray Blaine and?
I hope.
Take the Utopian for herself?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm pulling for predictions right now because...
Ooh, let me see. I think that Blaine is definitely going to be taken out by, like, Liv and Donnie. Like, I think they might come together, and if it's not Liv, it's definitely going to be Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, because now, say Martin is dead, Liv's going to have to try to take care of Enzo because now... But I think it might be full circle where Major's going to take Enzo out. Remember Enzo used to work with Major.
True.
You know, I would love to see Major and Liv together and running their house and living happily ever after with the Freilich babies. but I keep predicting, like, I predict that there's going to be some type of weird war where that crazy lady,
Dolly,
and then the General Mills is going to be part of something where it's going to be this weird. And now Enzo and Blaine. Now we have, like, these four. And is Mr. Boss dead?
Right, can he just be popping in and out? Exactly. So I'm like, where'd you come from?
So we have two more episodes left. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat. I still am on the edge of my seat. They did a really good job with this episode, but I'm just nervous. I don't know.
Yeah, John Enzo also said that whatever we think's going to happen.
That's
probably,
right.
It's probably like the opposite. So it makes me think.
Oh, no. So everything we're thinking may not even happen.
Right.
Watch it be some, like, everyone at the end hugs each other and they
Seriously.
Get along. And they're like, you know what? We do belong on this earth together. And everyone just lives happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case. I'm writing to iZombie.
Okay, fine. I'm going to say this. I think Blaine's going to die.
Blaine is going to die. Because he's supposed to die.
I know.
Apparently, that's what everyone's been saying. So, now if he doesn't die, because you guys said that y'all read that he was supposed to die, I'm writing to y'all, too. That's for everybody in the chat room. That was an amazing episode.
It was.
I had a really, really, really good time. I'm excited. I can't wait. Tell everyone where they can find you at. I guess you're done.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantiera.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. And thank you for everybody in the chat room. We really do appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for holding it down with Shantiera and I. Next week, all the gang will be back together
again.
We only have two more episodes, guys. Brace yourself. Hold on to your hats. Like, I don't know what to do. You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Make sure you guys subscribe to everything After Buzz TV. And we will see you guys next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Co-founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.